Hello, my name is Bo Gidgel. I am 18 year old, and today I'll be interviewing
Marquise.
We are recording this video in Detroit, Michigan. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think has shaped who you are today?
Any memories? Probably playing at the YMCA. Playing at the YMCA helped my basketball career because I always played up in my division. So I was like six playing against 8-9 year excuse me. I was like six playing against 8-9 year olds, and I was giving them buckets, and I just felt I was too good for my own age.
Okay, no care. You just saying anything.
Why'd you just interrupt me? I'm speaking.
My bad.
Anyway. So I was six playing 8-9 year olds, scoring a lot. So that helped me develop more playing older people. And then as I got older, I realized when I started playing my own age how easy it was because I started playing older.
Okay. Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Meeting Bo. So it's a negative non-plan.
That's crazy.
Negative memory. For about a year, I was scared to go get a rebound because I broke my nose. This 7-footer that was on my team named DeAndre Ayton, he in the NBA right now. He got a rebound when I went for a rebound and swung his arm down and broke my nose. And I was scared to go for a rebound for like the whole year because I didn't want to break my nose again.
Okay. Have you ever committed a random act of kindness?
All the time. Whenever Bo asks me for food, I give it to him.
I don't.
Whenever he asks me for drinks, I give it to him.
I don't agree with that.
Whenever he asks me for tips in basketball, I give it to him.
Can I get another act of kindness?
Every time I give you tips in basketball, I give it to you.
Besides basketball, can I get a tip? A random act.
Yeah, when one of my teammates, his name Jordan, he got little man syndrome, and I always help him with like just help him put boost his motivation and stuff like that on the basketball court.
Okay, that's nice. Can you tell me about one of the people who has been the kindest in your life? Or someone that's like impacted your life in a good way?
My dad impacted my life because he was in jail for 20 years. And when he got out, he changed his whole life around. And that showed me, like, no matter how bad the circumstances is, you can always change your life around at whatever age you are.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life right now?
My family, my teammates.
Why is your
family? My health. Huh?
Why is your family what you're most grateful for?
Oh, my family is what I'm most grateful because they're always there for me when I need it. Mm-hmm. And I know without them, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at today. Yeah. And,
How has your life been different from what you have imagined when you were, like, younger? What did you think your life was going to be like when you were younger?
When I was younger, I thought I was going to be a millionaire. I thought I was going to own big houses, like 5-6 houses. I thought I was going to have every pair of Jordans, like, ever invented. I thought I was going to play with Kobe. I thought I was going to play with Kobe on the Lakers. It would still might happen in a couple years, but not play with Kobe. You know, as a kid that had dreams.
Yeah. So fantasy.
Yeah. When I was younger, I never thought I would get tattoos. And now I have a whole sleeve. So that surprised me.
Yeah.
I slept with a lot of pillows when I was younger, but now I sleep with none at all. I never would have thought that would have changed either.
That's funny. All right. Can you remember a time when you felt like you were alone, like you had no help, like a dark time for you, like with your basketball? Or whatever.
Yeah, my senior year in high school, I had no offers going into travel ball season. And I felt like all my hard work was like not working. And I was ready to quit basketball and like just try to get a 9-to-5. But I felt alone in that moment. So I felt like nobody was trying to help me get a scholarship. Nobody really had my back, even though I worked hard every day and tried to get where I'm at today.
So basketball, that dark spot brought you up.
Yes, sir.
What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
Oh, that is a tough one.
Or you can name some of like two or three.
Greatest accomplishments. I had 8 D1 offers. Off of one game. That changed my life.
They brought you where you're at today.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. Meeting new people in travel ball. Like, in travel ball, we like travel everywhere, like North Carolina, South Carolina,
yeah,
Vegas, and stuff like that. So meeting new people all around the world helped me build, what's the word? Help me.
Connections.
Help me make connections with other people around the world. So, like, if I go visit North Carolina, I know I have friends out there that I can go visit and stuff like that.
So basketball has brought you around the country. So that's one of your greatest accomplishments?
Yes, sir.
Not graduating high school?
No. High school is easy. That's, I have people do my work.
That's not good. All right. Iggy. What are you proudest of? And why does it make you feel proud? Like, this is the one. Not multiple. Just give me one thing you're really proud of. Like, for me, it was my getting my Division I offer. That's what I was proudest of.
For me?
To play basketball.
Just to be able to live out my dream in this basketball thing.
That's what I'm proud of. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Most difficult memory about basketball or just in general? Just,
whatever you feel like. You don't have to answer.
Probably losing my best friend.
That was difficult.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite memory of me?
Of you? Oh, I have a lot of them. Can I talk about all of them?
Go ahead.
Like, so for all of them, yeah. That might take like 10 minutes. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's good.
All right. So, my first memory of you is when you had on the short shorts.
Where?
You had on short shorts in the room. Like, you had on gyro shorts, and they were like way too small for you. Like way too small. They was like booty shorts on you. That's... And you was getting mad at us because we was all recording here. And then there was another time where you had on Tim's. You know, Tim's baggy jeans and a phone clip with your phone on it and a big jacket.
I was trying to be professional.
And a big collared shirt on. Walking up the stairs with the Tim's run tight, flopping off your feet. And then another time when you got your first tattoo, you made every face in the book. Like, every single face you could think of, you made a face. So, and the tattoo dude kept having to stop and tell you to calm down and relax.
You do know the whole world gonna know this. Like, see this.
That's fine.
You disclose the information.
This is, I'll apologize. But another one is when you was in the locker room. Never mind, we're done.
Go ahead. What'd I do?
He was in the locker room and Chris was, Chris was like, I had no shirt on, and he was running out of the locker room in his underwear, and he was chasing him with a towel, whipping him. And you was like, this brings back to the slavery days, huh?
Well, I never said that, bro. Don't do that. Bro, that's bad. Bro, don't do that. Yeah, don't.
I'm playing. I'm sorry. That was not funny.
That never happened.
That was not funny, but yeah, I have a lot of memories of you, but like, Bo's probably like the most funniest person I ever encountered, No. He's top five most funniest people I ever encountered, for sure.
I am the most funny.
Top five, and the best basketball player
you've ever seen.
Oh,
do you have any regrets in life?
Regrets?
Yeah. Like, do you have regrets of, like, not getting together with Athena or
certain girls you just you felt like you
don't have any regrets?
Like, girls that you wanted, or I'm just playing with you. Whatever you want.
Nah, I really don't have no regrets for real. Cause I just feel like I live life to the fullest, and like whatever happens, happens, and whatever meant to be is meant to be.
So you don't feel like you messed up on anything? Uh-uh. So you're just perfect?
I'm not saying I'm perfect, but whatever happens, happens.
So it's supposed to happen.
Huh?
Whatever happens is supposed to happen.
Exactly.
Heard you. How would you like to be remembered?
Oh my God, I want to be remembered as the best Detroit Mercy player ever to walk this earth. But that probably won't happen because Twan's here. I want to be in the league. I want to be...
That's what you want to be remembered.
I want to be remembered as a very funny person. And that somebody could... that somebody could depend on me whenever, like call me if they need something, I could give that to them.
Overwatcher.
Exactly. I want to be somebody's overwatcher. So like, if anybody needs me, they know I'm gonna call away. I want to be remembered like he was the best friend I ever had. Mm-hmm. Like, the best friend like, I could depend on him.
To like a good person in life.
Basically, I'm a great person. Never did anybody wrong. That's all I like to be remembered.
All right. What do you think your future holds as of right now?
As of right now?
Like, what do you think is in the
money
future?
And fame.
Money and fame.
Money and fame.
Where are you going to be working?
That's disclosed information.
Where do you feel like you're going to be working?
Magic Mike.
No,
if
for
you
real.
You know, you know.
Where are you going to be working at?
In the NBA.
You trying to be in the NBA?
Yes, sir. Well, that's every basketball dream.
You are going to be in the NBA. You got to...
I said I am going to be in the NBA.
You got to speak into existence.
I said I am going to be in the
NBA. What else? You feel like you're going to be married, have some kids?
Oh, I'm going to be married.
How many kids?
Like two.
Is she going to be cute?
Who?
Your wife.
What? She going to be bad. That's all I'm playing with me. She going to look like Lola Woods and Rihanna put together.
Oh,
God.
Okay.
If you know, you know.
If this were our very last conversation, what would you want to say to me?
I love you.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I love you.
I
like,
know. I don't.
That's tough.
I'm disappointed. That's tough. What questions do you want to ask me?
What questions I want to ask you?
Yeah. I give you three questions off the dome.
What's your most favorite memory about me?
I got a few.
When you can name them, go ahead.
When we was in Milwaukee and your girlfriend was out there and I'll just play with you. When we was there's so many.
Oh man, we got memories.
We got
man.
Too many. There's a lot. When we was roommates. Playing with the Nerf guns in the hallway.
Oh, that's terrible.
Messing around. We push each other in basketball to make us better. Work out by ourselves. Yeah, that was a lot. Any other questions you got for me?
Do you wish, would you change anything about your college experience, about who you met in college, like, as in your teammates-wise? Would you change anything about it? Like, would you change teammates, or?
Nah, I feel like our team was always been close. I would change people I've met, though. Like, I would have focused more on the team and myself and not, like, other distractions. Like, just people outside of basketball and outside of what we're doing. That's what I would have changed. What about more questions?
Rank yourself on the team, as in like the from best to worst. Like, name Name everybody on the roster from best to worst.
I can't do that. I feel like we're all great players individually. And we shouldn't be doing that to each other, ranking ourselves.
Are you better than me in basketball?
Yes, 100%. I thought you said next question. I'm better than you. I said I'm better than you. Next question. I'm back to asking the questions now. Thank you very much. Yeah, you're messing up my interview. You know I'm better than you. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Happiest memories?
Yeah. I know I keep asking you if you're happy or sad. I'm just trying to test you, Eugene. I don't know if you're happy, bro. You happy? What's your happiest memory?
Happiest memory is when I dunked on you. And I could just keep it over your head.
Now, whoever's listening to this, do you believe that? Okay, there we go. Can you tell me who your favorite music artist is?
Meek Mill and NBA Youngboy.
Favorite artist right now?
Meek Mill.
Meek Mill. What's your favorite song?
Oh, that's tough.
By Meek Mill.
That's tough.
Or NBA.
I don't know. They
too many?
There's a lot. There's a lot. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Tell me about someone who taught you a very importante lesson. Importante.
Important. My dad taught me an important lesson.
What was it?
No matter the circumstances that you're in, it will always get better if you want it to get better.
You work for it?
Or you not want even it? That.
Just like, if you want it to be better.
If you want, like, say if you poor at a moment. If you like. Just speak into it, just like, I'm gonna get money, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, then you'll eventually not be poor anymore, you'll be living your best life.
Heard you. What are some of the most important people you've met?
Oh, Coach Davis.
Coach Davis.
Coach Rock.
Coach
Chris.
Coach Bo. Coach Bo. That's crazy.
I met Kobe.
He's not good. No one cares. You met LeBron?
I met James Harden.
You met LeBron?
And they taught me a lot about basketball.
Did LeBron meet you?
No, not at all. Yeah. I did not want to meet him.
I see why you're not great yet.
Yeah, I did not want to meet him.
I see why you're not great.
Who else?
What did Coach Rock teach you?
Coach Rock taught me the same thing my dad taught me, because Coach Rock was in jail too. And when he got out, he changed his whole life around. And he just taught me, like, no matter what situation you're in, it will always get better if you want it to be.
So, what about Coach Chris?
Oh, Coach Chris is crazy. He's just a crazy coach. He just taught me there's no other coach that's crazy just like him.
Where'd you meet Coach Chris at?
At my high school, Long Beach Millican.
He was a good coach?
He was a great coach. He's just crazy. I swear, like, he's crazy with Coach Davis.
Everybody got a crazy coach?
Like, when I say crazy, like, he'll cuss you out at the beginning of the game to the end of the game and bench you and cuss you out and not even coach. Like, say if you miss a layup, he'll take you out, cuss you out while the game is still going on for, like, 5-10 minutes and look at the fans and say, this nigga weak. Oh, you could cuss him out. But, yeah, he'll say, this nigga weak. Get this nigga off my team.
That's bad.
And then turn back. Hey, blood, do this. I swear.
And y'all would, blood. Y'all would win?
Yeah. And we win. But we lost some games. But the games we lost, he broke a whiteboard. Like, so we came in at halftime against Cabrillo, I remember it. And it was dead silent because we were down by like 10. Mm. I swear. My friend, like, he bad as shit. My friend farts with his dead silent, like, it's a he said, who the fuck farted? It sucked the whiteboard. Everybody started laughing. He was like, y'all think this is a fucking game? He was like, y'all fucking suck. Why the fuck are y'all on my team? He was like, I'm tired of y'all niggas. I said, I was just like, everybody was like, oh my God. Like, bro, it's really crazy. But we all loved him. Because, you know, we knew, like, he was doing that out of, like, the kindness of his heart.
Yeah.
He just, that's just how he is. That's how the person is. Like, he's crazy, but we know we could call him for anything. Mm-hmm. Like, if we ever need anything, he'll always, like, be there and pull up for us.
For us. What did Kobe teach you?
Kobe just taught me how to be great. He said work ethic has to be great.
Is Kobe great?
Very great. Top three all time.
Who's the best player in the NBA? T- to ever play it.
To ever play?
Yes.
Kobe Bryant.
LeBron?
Kobe Bryant.
Who's second?
Michael Jordan.
Who's third?
LeBron James.
See, now you're just saying anything. So who else inspired you? Your mom? Mom teach you anything?
My mom went through a lot. I can say that. But she taught me just keep fighting. Keep fighting.
And never give up.
And never give up. Exactly.
Can you tell me about where you grew up and what was it like?
Oh, shit. You sure you want to know about this?
I got you telling that.
So, I grew up in South Central LA.
No, you didn't.
How you gonna tell me where I... All right, next question.
You grew up in... No, next question. You grew up in Long Beach.
Next question.
What was it, Gardena?
Next question.
Where'd you grow up?
Next question.
Where'd you first grow up?
I just told you where I grew up.
All right, go ahead.
My real, like...
Start from the beginning.
Okay, so I was born in LA. I moved to Bellflower. For like, I was there since I was 7, 8? No. Like, how long was I there? I was there for like 8, 9. Then I moved to LA to my grandma's house. And that's when my childhood really began. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I had to become a man at a young age. A lot of activities was going on around my house. Like, when I turned 16, I got my license. And I was in my mom's car, parking in the middle of the street. And 4 or 5 houses down, there was like a shootout. And my nieces were on the sidewalk, and my mom was on the side. My mom was on the porch of the house. And after the shootout happened, they drove right by the car, like right by my car, like at 80 miles per hour on like a super small street. And I had to duck my head, I was scared. Then, like a week or two after, there was like a retaliation. Whatever happened, will happen. And after that, there was like fights all in the street. So and then
there was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on. 100 days, 100 nights. It's just super bad in LA.
So how was the, how, what about like the community you grew up with, like in basketball?
Oh no, where I grew up, it's like you can either play basketball or be a game banger and be all the extra stuff. So basketball helped me.
Which one did you pick?
Huh?
Which one did you pick?
I chose basketball route. I chose basketball route because I don't want to be just this typical, stereotypical black person. Mm-hmm. Sagging their pants, walking down the street, throwing up gang signs.
Yeah.
And like just fighting and doing dumb stuff, smoking and all that extra stuff, doing drugs. I don't want to be that stereotypical black person. I wanted to lead by example.
Yeah.
And if I have kids, I want them to lead by example also.
So what about your basketball community? How was that like?
My basketball community was great.
You said you started off at the YMCA. Where else did you play?
I started YMCA. I played in the Wood. I played football too for the Buffalo Broncos. Mm-hmm. I was a quarterback.
So
didn't really work out for me.
Tell me where all your stops were at. So you went from...
Oh, okay. So,
you went from the Y to the...
I went from Y to the Wood. Then I went to football for Buffalo Broncos. Then I played baseball.
Uh-huh. For who?
Who'd I play baseball for? I couldn't even tell you.
All right.
No, the Diamondbacks. I played baseball for the Diamondbacks. Mm-hmm. Then I went back to the Y. Then I started playing travel ball.
How old were you playing travel ball?
When I was like 11, 12. Uh-huh. I started playing travel ball. Then how I got to high school. So, 8th grade, we was playing travel ball. And I was playing with OC Vision. And we played this team called Mechanics. And their head coach was the assistant coach at Long Beach Millican. And I gave them 30 that game. And they talked to me after the game, what grade you in? I said, 8th grade. They was like, you know what high school you're going to? Yeah, I said, no. They said, come on and visit to our school. I said, all right. Go to Long Beach. I love it. I end up going there for 2 years. Then transferring to Westchester. The most ghetto school ever. And why I had a great Westchester? 2 years. Because they were better in basketball and I had a better opportunity to succeed in life. And when I went there, we had the best rival game ever. Westchester versus Fairfax.
Did you go to the city championship?
Yes, I did. My junior year, I have a ring.
So did I.
Senior year, I didn't. It's about me, it's not you. Senior year.
My bad.
Senior year, we lost in the championship to Birmingham.
To who?
To Birmingham.
To who?
To Birmingham.
Some kids, that's tough.
But it wasn't kids. They had one person going to Arizona, kids. One person go to Utah.
Not that same year.
But okay. That was that same year. It was the Tree Brothers. All right, I'm sorry. Then I went prep school. We was number one prep school for about 3-4 weeks straight in the country. Number one prep school in the country. Then I played travel ball again. Got 8 Division I offers and chose Detroit Mercy.
Good. Are there any funny stories your family tells about you that come to mind?
When I was 3, my brother threw a football in the hallway, and I was running, but like I wasn't looking in front of me, I was looking behind me at the ball, and I turned back and hit my head on the corner of a dresser, and my head split open. And my sister said she was holding me like Jesus on a cross, yeah. Like holding me like this, like Jesus on a cross running, saying, "Mom, mom, mom," while my head is like open, yeah. And like just dripping blood everywhere. Like, "Mom, mom, mom, there's something wrong, there's something wrong." And my mom like took me to the hospital and stuff.
Don't run in the house, Marquise.
Huh?
I said, don't run in the house.
I was 3. Like, if my brother threw the football, my brother set me up. First of all, there's no way he didn't know that dresser was right there. He had to set me up. He just didn't think it was going to be that bad. He just wanted to lie.
What is one of the worst things you ever did as a kid? As a little baby.
Ooh. Worst things I ever did. So, my dad had a pool, and I was mad. I was mad at my stepsister. So I grabbed her phone. I grabbed my stepsister's phone and her PS4 and threw it in the pool.
You got what?
After I threw it in the pool, I ran and she threw me in the dryer and turned it on.
For real?
She was threw it hot? In the dryer and turned me on. But like, it was only for like 3-4 seconds, then she took me out. She said, "Stop playing with me. Don't ever do that shit again."
No, that's crazy.
That shit hurt. You know the little bumps on the dryer?
Yeah. Whoa.
My head kept hitting that. I was like, that's where I got the dent from the back of my head from. I really think so. From the, I did not have no dent in the back of my head.
So how did your how'd you get your real name? Harold Marquise.
Yeah. Why you say my name? Everybody can't see that. Hey, redo that.
I'm sorry.
That's correct.
Can you tell me the story of how you got the name Harold? And you're only 20 years old and your name is Harold.
Well, so my cousin named Harold. And I guess my cousin and my dad are like close friends. So my cousin told my dad to name me Harold so he could, cause I guess he got made fun of growing up. So he wanted me to feel what he felt growing up. So he told my dad to do that. And he said he would give my dad a lifetime, a season pass to the Lakers.
That's funny.
Yeah, so
you got your name for a season pass.
For a season pass.
That's tough. What's your favorite snacks to snack on?
Oh my God, bro, there's a lot.
What's your favorite candy?
I don't have one. I have a lot.
Favorite juice?
Man, bro, you're naming a lot of stuff that I like.
I know, everybody got the little snack. No chips? That's crazy, you don't got nothing. What's your favorite? What's your favorite NBA team?
Lakers.
Why?
Kobe Bryant. And I'm from LA.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Are you sure?
I'm not from the suburbs. I'm from the state.
What's your favorite football team?
Okay, so my favorite football team was the New York Giants because of Victor Cruz. And then as soon as he got traded to the Chicago Bears, I didn't want to be a Chicago Bears fan. I stayed a Giants fan. I'm like, okay, I'll give it time. Then the Giants traded Odell, and now I'm not a Giants fan no more. I'm a Browns fan.
That's crazy. Never ever been to a Browns game, and now you're a Browns fan.
I'm not even a Browns fan. I just follow Odell since Victor Cruz is out. I had 2 favorite receivers, Victor Cruz and Odell.
So
Victor Cruz is out the league now, so I got to follow Odell.
Who's your favorite Detroit Mercy basketball player?
Me.
Besides yourself?
I don't have one.
Choose wisely.
I don't have one.
Because the dude recording the phone.
I don't have one.
Who's your favorite Detroit Mercy basketball player?
I don't have one.
Besides me?
Eli Homan.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Who are the main people you hang out with at the University of Detroit Mercy?
Bo, Juan, and Chris.
Who's Chris?
Light-skinned dude.
How does Chris act?
Different.
Is his behavior acceptable?
Is behavior acceptable?
Yes.
Some days.
Some days.
Some days. But a lot of days is different. Very different.
All right. Well, that is the end of my... interview. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Love y'all. Peace.
Hey, what did you do that?